The seductive madness. Here we stand, elbows resting wide on a 5-bar gate, a metal one. Mud everywhere the eyes can see. Luckily, we brought our boots. And there, in the field, staring right at us, is a very large ginger bull. A proper bull, bits and all. He is gigantic, massive, overwhelmingly so. And yet, all you can focus on is the ring in his nose. The large brass ring through his nose. I wanted to see if you would be stunned, fascinated, and silenced by the ring in the bull's nose. And boom, you are. I know you so well and can smile. You're trying to energetically pull the ring with your mind, seeing in your mind's eye if you can pull him closer with the sheer force of your will pulling on the ring in his nose. You actually want to bring this massive, dangerous beast with all his attendant dramas, power and terror closer to us. You are mad. And yet, this is no less mad than your fascination with the promised land on the other side of the shiny screens that you fall into, gaze at, stab at, believe, long for, and hold all the time like a small unhappy child with a sliver of an old blanket and a thumb in the mouth. You are actually the one being led by the nose. You are the one with the ring that is being pulled by your mind's eye. The complete and relentless fantasy of what lies beyond has you totally enthralled. And you are monotonously becoming blind to everything that is real, existing, beautiful, magical, natural, and timeless. You are becoming a lotus eater, seduced by what is not. You are being led by the nose into a land that gives only illusions.